Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Recently, I sent out a newsletter to my readers and asked them the question, to hustle or not to hustle? That is the question. And I was sharing with them my beef with the anti-hustle culture that is so prevalent in social media. A lot of people are talking about, I'm anti-hustle, and I've created a business that doesn't stress me out, I do not need to hustle for, and allows me the flexibility and freedom to do anything that I want. The core premise of that idea, I actually embrace. I like the fact that we are moving past the need to work 80, 100, 120 hours a week, that we're so focused on developing and growing our business that everything else is expendable. Our health declines, our relationships decline, our families never see us. That I totally get and I understand. But if we are talking about having a business that is anti-hustle, I don't think that's realistic. And I think it's unfair to talk about it that way, to the point where other people feel bad because they are hustling. And my beef in this area is that I don't think we're using the term hustle correctly. Let me give you a few examples. If you have ever gone out on a walk or asked your kids to do chores, how many times have you said, would you please hurry up, keep up, keep up, keep going, get the room cleaned, go do your chores? Those are not anti-hustle messages. Those are messages, would you please go get the job done? Or would you please keep up with me? We're trying to go on this walk, on this family walk, or this is a hike and we have a long distance to go. Would you please hustle up and keep up? If you ever go on a walk with me and my dogs, you will hear me say repeatedly, we are in the walking portion of today's program. Would you please hustle up and keep up with me? You've already sniffed every inch of the last foot of this trail, and we still have a mile or so to go. So I'm telling my dogs, it's time to hustle up and get down the trail. I love sports, and one of my favorite sports times of the year is the NCAA men's basketball tournament. I love basketball, but I love college basketball more than I love pro, and I love watching my nieces and nephew play sports. I've watched soccer for years. I've watched baseball for years. If you've ever watched sports and you've got frustrated by how slow the team was and they weren't doing what they're supposed to out on the court or out on the field, or if you've ever watched your kid on a court or a field and they're not paying attention or they're just kind of jogging to the next point, I bet you've yelled, hustle up, hurry up, get going. Again, these are not anti-hustle messages, and they're not bad messages. Sometimes we need that push to get moving and go get it done. If you've ever woken up and realized that you totally forgot about a client appointment, and yeah, raising my hand on this one, I bet you hustled to get ready to get to that appointment. If you've ever forgotten to move your clock forward in the spring and lose an hour, and all of a sudden you realize you're an hour behind, I bet you hustled to get caught up. Hustle is not the problem here. We've told our kids that. We've had to hustle ourselves to meet deadlines. It's not the problem. When you hear people talking about hustle, they're talking often about stress, the stress they feel when they have to always constantly be going and on the move. But stress and hustle, we actually need both. A life that was completely stress-free would, for me, I think would be totally boring, but it's also not healthy. We also need to hustle. Sometimes we need a motivator to meet that client deadline, to meet our own deadline, or we see something coming up and we want to take tomorrow off, so we're going to hustle today to get ready so we can take tomorrow off. That's not the problem. The problem that I see that happens is that when that becomes the norm, it's okay to hustle for a season or for a short term or for a defined period of time, that you know that there's a reason you're going to hustle now because there's an end in sight and that you know that you will have relief soon. Or we know that because we need to hustle now today, we're going to have more freedom to do what we need to do tomorrow. A lot of times, if you are getting ready for a vacation, I bet you hustled the week before to make sure that your inbox is clear, your projects are done, your clients are taken care of, and everybody's covered before you go on vacation. When I need to take my mom to an appointment, I need to hustle the night before or the morning before or the evening after to make sure that my focus is on her during that appointment and I'm listening to the doctors or I'm being attentive to her needs. And I need to hustle before or after to make sure that I am being able to be fully present with her in that moment. But again, my beef here is that we're not using the word hustle correctly. What I see becoming an issue is when stress or hustle becomes toxic. And by toxic, I mean that it doesn't end, that we are so focused on our business that everything else suffers. And when hustle and stress get to the point where that is a normal way of living, that's when we see things start to turn bad. And another thing here I want just to point out here is hustle isn't necessarily that you are up and about moving all over the place. For many of you listening to this, if you're like me, we are knowledge-based workers. We are serving people from behind a computer. We're sitting at a desk a lot of the time. And we're not running around from one end of the house to the other serving our clients or growing our business. But because we are knowledge-based workers, we are often using our brains in capacities and ways that we probably never did in other jobs. We are coaching. We are troubleshooting. We're helping our clients strategize. We're strategizing our own business. We're managing client projects. And there's so much more that, you know, we as entrepreneurs, we're wearing a lot of hats. And there's a lot of mental energy that gets expended. And again, that is a form of hustle. And again, if we do not learn to give ourselves breaks, and if we do not give our brains the breaks that they are craving and so often need, that is when it becomes toxic. And that's when I see things starting to happen in my own life and in the lives of the women I work with. So for me lately, I am a business and website coach, but I still do a lot of technical support for websites for clients who have been with me for a very long time. And the last 3 to 4 weeks, there's been some intense troubleshooting and trying to figuring out what's going on with websites, especially the last couple of weeks. That's a lot of mental processing for me because it's a deep dive into websites. Why is it not working? Why is your email not working? That's been difficult. I've had to readjust to that because I haven't had a season like that in a while. I'm also working on some marketing and product development. I'm coaching my clients, but because I'm in a season of hustle, I'm having to put off a few things until that season ends or until that busy season ebbs because it does ebb and flow. Just today, I needed to hustle this morning and I've had to hustle this afternoon because I needed to take my mom to a doctor's appointment. But again, this is a season. This is a short period of time. So hustle is not a problem. So what do we do when hustling becomes a problem or when the stress gets so high? That's when we need to take some action. And this is one of the reasons I talk a lot about developing pause and reflect routines. This is why I talk about taking mini retreats, because we do need breaks. We do need to have that light at the end of the tunnel where we're saying it's going to be busy. I have a busy week ahead and I'm going to prepare for it mentally, get the job done, and then I'm going to take a break. Or I know it's going to be a very busy week, so I'm going to schedule breaks now to help me not get into toxic hustle mode or to not get into high levels of stress. So once we know and prepared for that, then there's some things that we can do now to prepare for those seasons when it does require us to hustle so that we're not moving into toxic hustle. And just a quick thing about toxic hustle here, you may have heard me say this before, and I will say it again because we need to hear this over and over again. Toxic hustle is addictive. Because we feel productive, because we feel like we're getting things done. And so we keep moving forward. We keep moving on to the next thing without taking a break. But at the end of the day, toxic hustle lies to us. Toxic hustle tells us that it's up to me to get it all done. that nobody else can do this for me, that it's up to me to hold all the plates that I'm spinning in the air, keeping them up in the air. Toxic hustle tells me that I'm not keeping up with the Joneses. I'm not keeping up with social media influencer over here. So I need to keep hustling and that I need to keep moving and I need to keep going. Toxic hustle tells us that taking a break, that slowing down is bad and that we're going to fall further behind if we don't keep up and keep going. That means doing more social media. That means doing more video. That means writing more blog posts or more newsletters, serving more clients. All of that leads to toxic hustle. Toxic hustle is also a habit. It's a bad habit, but it is a habit that we develop because we get so used to that dopamine hit and that feeling of adrenaline that we're getting things done. But at the end of the day, when you look back at a day of hustle where you are in toxic hustle mode, I bet you are going to find that you are not nearly as productive as you think you are, that a lot of times what you're doing is busy work, and a lot of times what you're doing is based in fear because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and Sally influencer A over here. So what do? We need to develop ways to prepare ourselves now so that we have healthy habits. So when the hustle season comes, that we can deploy these habits that we've developed so that we're not moving into toxic hustle. Or if we find ourselves, we are into toxic hustle, we need to have a list of things that we can refer to that pulls us back from the edge and pulls us back down into rest and pause and reflect mode. So what are some things that we can do? First, one of the things that we can do to avoid toxic hustle is brain dump. Get everything out of your head and down onto paper so that you can see it, you can deal with it instead of trying to hold it all in your brain. That is one of the simplest things you can do, and you can do it at any time. Get it out onto paper, or if you are a Google Docs fan, get it into a Google document or put it onto the Notes app on your phone. Do something to get it out of your head so that you are not trying to remember everything, because that is hard. That drains a lot of energy. It takes a lot of our time and attention because we're trying so hard to remember everything. And because we're doing busy work and we're jumping from one thing on that list to the other thing, we're not being productive, we're not being efficient, and we're feeling so incredibly stressed out, and we're moving into that toxic level of stress and hustle. Do a brain dump. Another thing that we can do to move us out of toxic hustle mode or develop habits now so that when hustle season comes that we're prepared is exercise. We need to get the blood pumping. We need moments of breathing deep. And if you can get outside to do that, that's even better. There's no better way to get rid of excess energy and mental tiredness, I think, than getting outside. That is one of the reasons I walk my dogs every morning, is that is my reset moment. That is my moment to check in with the day, to pray, to spend some time with my dog because I know it's going to be a busy day and she's going to get bored. Developing some sort of routine of exercising, from gentle walking to more intense levels of exercise, depending on what you need. That is a great way to expend energy and allow your brain a break and to step back from that toxic load of stress and hustle. Something very simple that you can do to step back from that toxic hustle is just to take a break. Put it on your calendar as an appointment that at this time of day or several times this week, I am going to schedule an appointment with myself to take a break. And that can be as simple as laying down for a power nap. It could be a tea break. It could be that you're going to sit down and journal. You could be go really wild and pull out a coloring book and do some coloring, or just something that takes you out of your office, away from your computer, and hopefully something analog, so that you are not doing the mental gymnastics of keeping up with your work and keeping up with what your clients are doing, keeping up with what's happening in social media. You're taking a break from your normal day of working and focusing on just being. Another thing that we can do to step back from toxic hustle is to check our boundaries. If you take a look at your schedule, if you do a time audit and look at how you're spending your time, if you look at the appointments on your calendar, if you look at what you've accomplished that day of your to-do list, a lot of times we're going to find that our boundaries have slipped. And when our boundaries slip, that's a lot of times when hustle moves into toxic hustle or manageable stress becomes unmanageable stress. Are you working too long? Are you working too late? Are you working on the weekends? even after you said multiple times to yourself, to family and friends, that you're not going to do that anymore. Check your boundaries. And then another thing we need to take a look at is, do we just need to say no? It's easy to forget that no is a complete sentence. A lot of times we're trying to do so much, and because we want to serve people, we want to help people, it's hard to say no. But no is a complete sentence. And especially if it's no because somebody's asking to do something when you've made an appointment with yourself to take a break and give yourself the time to reset and step back from your computer and step back from your business. And again, I'm going to say this again and again and again in this podcast. Plan your rest. Schedule it. Just like we talked about scheduling a tea break or scheduling a coloring break or a journaling break or just a break to go sit and be. When we are stressed out and we are in toxic hustle mode, we always tend to think, oh, I'll rest later or I'll rest in a minute or when I have a minute, I will take a break. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You are going to just keep going because you're dedicated and you're committed to getting that list of items checked off of your to-do list. Make an appointment for yourself just like you would with a client and honor that appointment. And that's very hard for us to do when we are in a toxic hustle mode or when we're in a very busy season. But it's when things are busy, when things are moving into that toxic level of hustle and stress, that's when planned rest and planned breaks are even more important. And the busier you are, you probably need more breaks or you need one or two longer breaks. And so maybe it's time to look at a mini retreat. Maybe you need to take a few hours off to go on an artist date, to take that from Julia Cameron's The Artist Way. Maybe you need to go sit on your front porch. Maybe you need to just go lay down for a little bit in a dark room. Maybe you need to go out to a park where you do not have any devices that work and just sit out and enjoy nature. So all of this is to say, hustle isn't the problem. The problem becomes when regular everyday hustle of just doing business turns into toxic hustle, when that hustle becomes an everyday thing, that it becomes a habit, that becomes expected, our boundaries slip, we stop taking our breaks, we stop giving ourselves mental breaks, and then it's moving into toxic hustle. That's when hustle becomes a problem. So let's make sure we're using our words correctly. Hustle is not an issue. Toxic hustle, on the other hand, is. Before we go here, I would like to suggest a couple of questions that you need to be asking yourself. One, are you okay with some hustle, with a little bit of stress? And then the second part of this question is, do you know how to recognize when you've moved from basic hustle into toxic hustle, not just in your business, but in your life too, because for a lot of us, they overlap. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have a conversation with you. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It's something I've had to work with for a lot of years. If you would like some help and some resources on how to work through this, I would love to talk with you about that. So reach out to me through Instagram or Facebook. You can send me a DM. My links are in the show notes below. Let's talk. Where are you in your hustle, in your view of hustle and versus toxic hustle? If you would like help developing your own pause and reflect routines, I've got some great resources for it. And I'll link to some podcast episodes that I've done in the past talking about slowing down and taking breaks and mini retreats. But right now, I have a journal called the Sila Entrepreneur Journal for Christian women entrepreneurs who are looking to add healthy pause and reflect routines to their own business and their own schedule. So if you are tired of the toxic hustle pace of your business, if you're ready to break free from simply reacting to your business and you're looking for simplicity among the chaos of that is your business, and if you'd like to learn simple routines that will help ease stress and anxiety that often comes from doing all the things it's required to run your business and you find your business is running you instead of you running your business, and if you are ready to cultivate what I call a Sila mindset and infuse more faith into your business, then the Sila Entrepreneur Journal is for you. The Sila Entrepreneur Journal includes two journals and four audios. Journal number one is a pause and reflect mini retreat journal. This is a magazine-style journal created for Christian women entrepreneurs yearning for deeper connection in your faith in your business. In the retreat journal, you will find a guide to an intentional business. And there are articles, journaling prompts, and beautiful nature photography. And this is all centered around the theme of retreat. And so each article is followed by journaling prompts and also has some nature photography. This is all from the walks that I take with my dogs. And it's asking you to interact with those articles and dive deep. And how does this article apply to you? How does it apply to your business? And how can you incorporate more rest into your schedule? Journal number 2 is weekly review and Lectio Divina journal. And this also comes with 4 guided audios that walk you through these weekly routines of pause and reflecting. This is a weekly examine, which means critical study, and review section that helps you slow down, reflect on, and pray over your business. This is also with a Lectio Divina component that invites you to engage with a specific verse or passage and to encourage spiritual growth in your business. There's 4 audios that will actually guide you through this, and so you have somebody walking you through each week, or you can just use the journal and go in and do it on your own. If you would like to learn more about these pause and reflect routines and about the Sila Entrepreneur Journal, I invite you to visit silastudios.co/journal and learn more about creating pause and reflect routines that help you step back from toxic hustle and high levels of stress to have an intentional business that you run instead of it running you. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.